There are three reasons why it's appropriate that we are opening this remarkable facility this evening. And the first is that, of course, we have an English football team that plainly believes in saving its energy. And a great relief it was to watch that. But secondly, of course, we have a wonderful, fascinating new government in place, which resembles, to my mind, a piece of low-carbon technology. a Toyota Prius. Most of the time going on old-fashioned conservative petrol, and then switching over when the moment requires to a silent, wonderful electric Lib Dem. Conking out occasionally. The difference being, of course, that in this case the brakes work. And when I say the brakes, I mean we saw yesterday that we are going to go. And this is the third reason why it's important that we're celebrating this facility. We are going to go through a very tough period of fiscal restraint, and with tax going up and VAT going through the roof, it's very, very important that we should help people to prevent their heating bills going through the roof, and to do what we can to alleviate the rising cost of living. And that is, I think, how in a difficult economic climate we should be trying to sell the benefits of green technology. We should be, in my view, talking less about the threat to the planet, important though that is. But we should be talking about the benefits to our city and to our consumers. And that's why I'm so thrilled to see the stuff that you have bristling on the roof upstairs, right, like GCHQ Cheltenham, all this top secret technology, solar fiber optics, ground source, heat pumps, solar thermal array, photovoltaics, wind power, and tri-generation. The technicalities of which, of course, I need not bother. And, you know, I think these are beautiful things to behold. They're fascinating, they're wonderful. They truly inspire me with the thought that they will allow Londoners to save money, I believe. I really believe it's crucial that we get this message across. They will allow this city to take the lead in developing new technology and the global competition to develop new green technology, which the London Development Agency assures, and I think the London Development Agency has a hand in supporting this, right, doesn't it?
Yes.
Good, well done, LDA. I'm sure that the market for new green technology is worth will be worth £3 trillion over the next few decades. I want London to be in the lead in developing those technologies. These technologies will, of course, help us in this city in our goal to reduce CO2 emissions by 60% by 2025. And thereby, of course, they will have the not unimportant benefit of helping to save the planet from the catastrophic potential consequences of climate change. And that's why I am so pleased to be supporting what you're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, I think London is ideally placed to lead this kind of green revolution. We have the university, beautiful university, brilliant university such as this. In fact, there are 17, you should know, London South Bank, there are 17 universities in London with 80 departments working on climate change issues and low carbon technologies such as the ones that I have seen upstairs. We have the City of London still. Yes, we do. We have the City of London in a better shape, I would say, than New York, and able to finance such ventures in the future. And, of course, we have the sheer talent and the imagination of Londoners to produce new green technologies. Because never forget that we have, in this city, fantastic natural imaginative power. London is the inventive capital of the world, I would say. Would you not? Yeah. It is. Where do you think penicillin was invented, ladies and gentlemen? London. Well, whereabouts in London? Anyone know whereabouts?
It
was in, actually right. It was in Praed Street. In Praed Street in Paddington, and a very useful thing indeed to have after night out in Praed Street. Where was television? Anyone know where the first television set was turned on? It was in London. It was. The first television in the world was turned on in London. Not Alexandra Palace. No, it was in a room above what is now the Bar Italia in Frith Street in Soho. And where? In which, let me ask you this. In which borough of this great city was the most important theory, scientific doctrine of the last 200 years first propounded? Not Camberley, no. Not Summit. What was the most important doctrine? What was the most important intellectual breakthrough? I would say it was the theory of evolution. Thank you, Darwin. Now, where was Charles Darwin? Correct, Mundo, ladies and gentlemen. He was in Bromley. He was at Down House in Bromley. If you go to Bromley and when you walk around the streets of Bromley, you behold the people of Bromley and you look at their physical. And you say, You will understand how it was that they floated into Charles Darwin's mind. Theory of natural selection, the doctrine of the survival of the fittest. That is the kind of raw talent that I believe will help to make London the leader in green technology, to confirm our city's reputation as the most inventive city on earth. And I'm therefore delighted to declare this fantastic new Cereb Centre open. Thank you very much.